El Cajon Rentals, Granite Hills and Shadow Mountain. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is the pocket of El Cajon we watch most closely, and the data backs up the instinct. Trulia pegs median home values in Granite Hills around $1,090,000. That's above the El Cajon city median, and higher home values tend to track with lower crime. El Cajon overall runs above California and U.S. crime averages, so context matters. Granite Hills is meaningfully safer than central El Cajon, though it's still within a higher crime city. The vibe is suburban, semi-rural, single-family homes on larger lots, some gated pockets, and townhome clusters near Granite Hills Drive. Quieter streets, good school access including Granite Hills High, and a more established feel than downtown El Cajon. Residents here tend to be families and working professionals with household incomes above the city's roughly $72,000 median. What do locals say? They like the quiet compared to central El Cajon and the well-kept properties. The gripes, older housing stock that can need work, and you're driving for most errands, walkability is limited. Now the rentals, and here's how Zillow and Realtor.com line up. Zillow's typical rent for El Cajon is $2,277 per month, flat year over year, 0.0% change as of June 2026. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for El Cajon. It's a smaller city and Realtor.com's coverage thins out there. So Zillow is your anchor. The goal is a house or ADU with a garage, room for a classic truck plus in-unit laundry. Here's what RentCast shows live right now. On Shady Lane, Unit A, that's a two-bed, two-bath, single-family home at $2,550 per month, about 1,088 square feet. Above Zillow's typical rent by around $270, but you're getting a real house. Call ahead and confirm garage and in-unit laundry. Those details matter. On Jamacha Road, that's a two-bed, two-bath at $2,100 per month, roughly 913 square feet. Actually below Zillow's benchmark, worth a close look. On Fury Lane, Unit 28, $2,795 per month, two-bed, two-bath, about 852 square feet. The old Highway 80 listing at Space 187 is $3,200 per month. That's a manufactured home community, so confirm what's included in that price before you go. If a house or ADU isn't landing, apartments are the fallback. Park Point Apartments at 2450 Hilton Head Place has a strong 4.4-star Google rating across 389 reviews. That's a real signal of consistent management. Rancho Hillside Apartments at 12367 Calle Albarra sits at 3.7 stars across 113 reviews. Decent, but read the recent reviews before committing. Tap the link to see current availability and photos on all of these.